views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to dream on? Do you know how to fly high and soar among the clouds? Get ready to live adventurously, because the Laura Meeks Show starts now. Listen as Laura lifts you off the ground while teaching you how to fly high. Forget ground-level drama and be prepared to confront your dreams head-on as she encourages you to navigate towards your North Star and into what just might be the best life you've imagined. Dream on. Live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show.
Hi, hey, say, this is Laura Meeks. Welcome to Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to Laura Meeks and Laura Meeks Show. It is going to be 1 hour of exciting times as we talk about today's topic. Is life is simple but complicated. It's kind of the life, Earth's paradox of life, simple but complicated. Fly high living, that's, you'll notice that I have some graphics behind me. Fly high living. Fly high living is all about taking off from the land of circumstance down here, and we are going to fly up to the life of possibilities. That is what fly high living is about. I am a transformational specialist. One of the things that you'll find about me is that I do love flying. I have loved flying for years and years. I flew in the Air Force, and I fly now. Fly gliders, and I really do love flying, but I am passionate about coaching. That is what I really love to do. And it's interesting because through this world that I have crafted up, I have been able to blend my flying, all my stories and the flying and the flying business with my business experience. So about 18 years building a consulting company that went very, very well. And then I had a major transformation, which is soon to be a book. Had a major transformation. So I moved from the land of being a macho guy pilot into the land of being the beautiful female coach that you are seeing in front of you right now. And it is through that experiences of flying and business and the transformations that I have made, that I have gathered up knowledge, trained with some of the best people in the business, and now I offer some of my thoughts right here on Transformational Talk Radio, a chance for me to connect to you, my listener. And I love that. Now, one of the things that I do know about life is that out there where you are, is a beautiful and abundant you. And if you can't see that yet, don't fear, because I see the actual you, the abundant, beautiful you. And that's what I do. I help people realize how abundant they are. And we're going to talk about this a little bit in detail today. You came here to this planet with a gift. There's a skill or a thing that you're going to do while you're here on Earth. And my job and my mission is to help tens of thousands of people figure out what their gift is and bring it to the world, because the world needs your gift. It may not be inventing the cure for polio. Your gift might just be being the best mother to your child. So whatever your gift is, we will figure that out. That's what we're going to do. Now, today's show is I found this interesting. Over the last couple of weeks, I was pondering on what it is that I wanted to do with this show. And I've been working with the idea of talking to high school and college-age youth, because I'm one of those people that are like down the road here a little bit, and I have some information that I think would be really good for those that are younger. So if you're younger, you're in the right spot. If you're not as young, as you'd like to be. And this is a great, I think this show would be great for younger people. So at the end of the show, you can, this will be podcast, and we, you can link this to your grandkids or your kids, people who want to see that. But so here's where I'm going today. So I was thinking about, hey, if I was to talk to younger people, what would I want to know? So here's what I did. I want you to come into my studio. So I'm in the, you can't quite see it, but I'm in the Wayback Machine. This here is the Wayback Machine. And we want to go back in time. So now we're going to talk to my 18-year-old self. And this is where I got that idea, is to go back into my 18-year-old self and figure out what it is that I would want to know. And the reason I say that is, and it was interesting, I was talking with Kat before the show. My experience was this, and this may be your experience, it may not be. It depends, it may be gender related, but when I was 18 and a young man, I had the clear, crystal clear knowledge that life was absolutely simple. By 18, I'd figured it out. I couldn't believe how stupid my parents were, because they were so much older than me and they hadn't figured it out yet. And I was 18 and I knew how easy and simple life was. And I'll get, and because of that, coming back in the Wayback Machine and looking at myself at 18, thinking, wow, kid, you did. You know, life was simple. And to me, life was inordinately simple. And I'll give you a couple ideas. Here's one of my ideas. One is that I thought life was simple because all you had to do was get a good education, right? And then you marry somebody that you're going to love for the rest of your life. Easy. Get a good job. Easy, simple. And then coast to retirement. Then go traveling on cruise ships. It was easy. Why do adults make this so complicated? I just don't understand. The other example I have, and I like this example, driving a car. When you're 16, I was 16, and we're going to have to go through these classes on Saturday to learn how to drive a car. And I'm thinking, how hard can it be? You know, there's a wheel in the front, and you turn left and you turn right. That's not hard. There's a gas pedal to go fast and a brake to go slow. Guys, I mean, it takes 10 minutes to learn how to drive a car, to be young again. Because one of the things you'll find out is, yes, driving a car, that piece of driving a car is absolutely simple. The part that you didn't know, the complicated part, is you're going to have 1,000 simple people out driving with you, and they're going to do some incredibly interesting things, like turning left from the right-hand lane, or seeing a light on their dashboard and stopping in the middle of the highway to see what it is, or one of my favorites, hey, I just missed my exit, I think I'll just back up. There's a lot of interesting complications. So when I started thinking about this show, I thought, well, okay, let's talk about that. Life is simple. There are a lot of very simple ideas, but it's implementing those simple ideas that makes it a little more complicated. So if I was to go back, if I was to stand in the shoes of my 18-year-old and to say, hey, I'm here from the future. I'm back from the future. And I can tell you everything you need to know. What do you want to know? I think probably the thing I would want to know is what is this life about, and how do you go about doing it? My answer would be simple. Life is simple. All you are here to learn to love and be joyful and to be happy. And it's really simple. You just have to be happy. And of course, their question is going to be, well, how do you go about being happy? And that's absolutely simple, right? Just think happy thoughts. How hard is that? That's where it gets exciting. Because how hard is that? Well, it turns out happy is a funny thing. You know, when you're happy, what does happy mean to me? What does happy mean to you? What makes you happy? And does that, whatever makes you happy, make me happy? Is happy a thing that you do? So if you do this, you be happy. And then if you just do that over and over and over again, could you just live your life just doing that one thing over and over again, stay and happy? Well, turns out it's not that easy. You know, what makes you happy and makes me happy is different than what makes her and him happy. And there's 4 billion of us on this planet. That's a lot of possibilities of happy. So it's simple. Just be happy. Think happy thoughts. But thinking happy thoughts, a little bit more complicated. That's kind of the paradox of life. And so one of the things I want to talk about, I'm going to talk about three things today. Part of that is why are we here? Kind of what is this about? And I think we can get some clarity on that. The next thing we want to talk about is how, once you figure out where it is and why you're here, how do you get there? So we need a plan to do that. And then once we have a plan, we need to know how to implement that. So there's a couple, three things that I want to talk about today. Now, I want you to ponder this. I got this off the internet, and it really kind of wraps up some of the stuff that we're talking about. And it wasn't attributed to anybody. So if you have knowledge of who said this, send it to me. Here's the quote. Fools ignore complexity. Pragmatists suffer complexity. Some of you can avoid complexity, and geniuses remove complexity. So that's what I want to be. I want to be the genius that helps you understand that there are simple parts of life, and we can narrow it down. So one of the things that I found is that you are in the land of being here on earth. You are a spiritual being having an earthly experience. This is a thing we'll talk in more detail about, but you are spiritual in your essence, and your soul knows exactly where you need to go. And so all we have to do is get clarity on what those signals are. And then once we have those signals, we're going to craft up a plan. And from that plan, then we are going to implement that plan and talk about the things that we can do. Now, it's interesting. One of the things that I found for that last part, here's where, because it deals with thinking. One of the things I found is that I used to think about lack. So I used to think about how I lacked money, lacked a good job, lacked a great relationship, how I lacked meaningful work. And guess what? The universe is happy to deliver maximum lack. If that's your plan, that's what you get. So what I've learned, and then what we're going to talk about at the end segment today, is how to change your thinking so you're thinking abundantly. Abundant love, abundant money, abundant joy, abundant clarity, all of that, so that the world and the universe will deliver you maximum abundance. So this is Laura Meeks. Stick with us. I've got a lot of interesting stories to tell you today. This is Laura Meeks on Transformation Talk Radio. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
To the Astral Insider, your portal for adventure, insight, and growth with Fernando Albert. And get ready to tour the astral realm, expand your life in ways you've never imagined, and call in for the journey of your life with this world-renowned lucid dreamer, astral projectionist, psychic medium, and healer, Fernando Albert. This is every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
Are you ready to finally feel empowered and knowledgeable in your political stance? Let Marsha Padilla Goad educate you on exactly how important grassroots advocacy is in a relatable way to all parties and all perspectives. Tune in to Grassroots Advocacy Radio with Marsha every first Tuesday of the month at 12 p.m. Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit DynamicsInPublicAffairs.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Jen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
This is Laura Meeks. Thanks for that music, Kat. That was good. This is Laura Meeks. It's great to have you here on Transformational Talk Radio. We have a chance every other Wednesday at noon to hang out here with me, Laura Meeks, and Laura Meeks Show on Transformational Talk Radio. We're talking about fly high living, how to live a life that you would love. Before I get started, one of the things I want to talk about is this. This whole idea for this show came out because I had the idea to talk to high school and college youth, and I think it's an important in so many ways. I wish somebody like me would have come back and taught some of the things that I have learned now. And so one of the things that reason that I bring that up is that if you are involved with youth or youth groups, I'm trying to think of GLBT groups. There's a name for it. I'm so old, I can't even remember the name for that. But if you're involved in school at all and you want some motivation and inspiration, and the story of my transformation is a really fun, exciting story, please give me a call. My office number is 888-666-1570, 1570. And if you can't remember that, it'll be posted later or be on the bottom of my little screen here, and my email is laura@flyhighliving.com. So you can get a hold of me. I would love to come out and speak to your youth group. There are some really fun, interesting stories and things that I think would help you. So three things today we're talking that my whole thing kind of revolves around the idea when I was 18 that I knew exactly what was going on. Now, it's interesting. This is why I say it might be a gender thing. Very often, young women have been taught in high schools, there's so many rules for young women that maybe they didn't have the same thought. Maybe they were ready to get away from the rules. But as a young man, it was really clear. My goal was to figure it out. And by 18, I figured it out. And I figured out how simple life was until it gets complicated. And so part of what I'm trying to convey today is the idea that, yes, there are a lot of really simple ideas in life that you can kind of craft and follow along. It's just that there's some complications, and you need to be aware of the complications so that you can kind of stay Make the simple life your basic pattern, but be aware of the complications. There are a couple of things we're going to talk about. So the first thing we talked about is why you were here. Hey, you're here as a spiritual being, or actually that's kind of where we're at now. It's just ahead of myself. We're going to talk about why you were here. So here's why you're here. This is what I know. What I know is that you are a spiritual being wearing an Earth suit here on the planet Earth. And Earth is kind of a contrasted place. It is a land of time and space. So there, we think of time going on as a continuum. We touch things. We feel like there's time and space. And it's also very much a land of contrast in that for you to experience joy, you may have to have some heartbreak. You know, there's up and there's down, there's black and there's white. So there's a lot of contrast. Contrast is a good thing, though. Contrast, part of what we're going to talk about today is finding and building your dreams. And you can't find and build your dreams if you don't have this contrast, because you got to know what you don't like to know what you do like. So you're a spiritual being. Now, it's interesting. Wayne Dyer is one of the people that really made that statement tick. But when I went back to find out if he was the guy who really had said that, it turns out a lot of people have said that before him, but he was kind of the one that made that spiritual being in an Earth suit a great thing. Now, another mentor of mine, Mary Morrissey, talks about the reason that you're here on Earth and how it works is that you are here living in a growth spiral. Now, I love this idea of the growth spiral because I'm a glider pilot, and a glider, and it is so perfect analogy is a gliding, because when you're in a glider, you're searching for lift. That's kind of like life. You're looking for somebody to lift you up and bring your gifts to the world. And in life, you're either spiral, or in gliding, you're either spiraling up, same thing in life, or you're spiraling down. You're either going up or down. Now, in gliders, there's a very special spot where you can be stable, but very rarely in gliders or in life do you hit a plateau where you're going to be there for years and years and years. Okay, so what I'm telling you is you're here to grow, and that's an important part. Now, growth, like gliders, should be easy. You should just be being lifted up. It's sometimes when I say you're in a spiral, people start thinking about, you know, climbing the stairs of the stadium. It's not Mount Everest. You're not climbing like in a hard sense. What you're trying to do is you're trying to find the lifting forces and let the universe bring you up. That's the best way to grow. But you are here to grow. That's part of what you're trying to do, is you're trying to be on this journey and grow and bring your best talents. Find and bring your best gifts to the table. Now, one of the things that I found in my life is my best growth happened when life threw a curveball. It's a land of contrast. So there's going to be really good times, and it's kind of like a roller coaster. There's going to be hills and valleys, and the same thing in flying. There's ups and downs. And there are times where you learn some of your best lessons when you have to be in a valley. Now, one of the things that happened to me, and it was a very interesting journey, in fact, it's turning into a book, was my journey from being the macho male Air Force pilot into this coach that you see in front of you. And it was that journey of changing my gender presentation, which is kind of a pretty dramatic journey to be on. I learned so much in that journey, and a lot of that is coming out in a book called Major Transformation. It's kind of a play on words in the sense that it was a major transformation, but when I retired from the Air Force, I retired as a major, so there's kind of that piece of it, major transformation. But I've learned a lot, and I'm going to share some of that with you today. Now, I also want to let you know that this is June. This is Pride Month. At least in America, and I think probably around the world, is Pride Month. It's a chance for us to celebrate the GLBT difference in Pride Month. Now, one of the things that I want to tell you is that I see a future ahead where Pride Month is probably going to dwindle away. And the reason I say that is that I'm a huge fan of the Star Trek universe. And one of the things that I really love about the Star Trek universe is the fact that they are out in the future in space. And one of the things they learned right away was diversity is strength. So in the Star Trek ship, the Enterprise, you have Klingon warriors, you have empaths, you have androids that are one, it's like Geppetto, the android that wants to be human. You have every race and breed, and I mean, it's just everything. But the point being is that when you're out in space facing the unknown, you want a little of everything so that you can draw it. That's the strength of diversity. So Pride Month, for all of you out there that are celebrating Pride, I'm with you, and I will be out there. But let's move towards a world where that's not going to happen. Now, part of the reason I bring up Pride Month is that one of the things that I love to talk about when I'm coaching is that everybody gets something, which means that when you come down here and you're living on the land of Earth, it's not going to be just like, you know, you inherited $1 million, you hang out and, you buy food and live till you're 84. It doesn't really work that way. Kind of what happens is you're going along and stuff happens. You can get diagnosis, you can be a car crash, people live and die. There's a lot of things that happen. I think that's the joy of life, but everybody gets something. And what that means to you is that you're going to have to deal with that surprise. And what I'm here to tell you is that the simple part of that is that you don't want to get thrown off track. If you think life is boring, hang on, because it's going to change. Now, one of the things that I talk about when I went on my transgender journey is that up until the time that I was about 30, I had an incredible adventure on the ladder of success. So by the time I was 30, I remember, I grew up in the guy world. So I had gone to college, I had joined the Air Force, I had flown airplanes. At the age of 30, I was literally at the top of the ladder of success. And it was then, I often tell the story a little bit more dramatically about how I felt like I was going to have to dive off the ladder of success. Why? Because at the age of 30, I learned that I was transgender. And everything I learned about transgender said that that was going to end this ladder of success, that I was going to jump off. And so one of the things that I have learned through that is that there is a simple answer to that. And that is that your attitude is going to determine your altitude. So in my case, one of the things, and I'm going to kind of leave you with this idea. One of the things I learned was words turn into your thoughts, turn into your beliefs, turn into your actions. And because of that, then what happens is whatever words you choose to describe your life is going to tell you whether your attitude is going to build you up or drop you down. So in my case, I've met a lot of people who felt that their transgender life was a curse. And guess what? If you use that word curse, you're going to get an abundance of curse. I chose very specifically the word blessing, is my gender blessing. And guess what? My life is abundantly blessed, kind of like Tinkerbell. So it's interesting. Life, you can need to expect the unexpected and have a good attitude. When we come back, I want to talk about building a flight plan. So now that we have some idea of kind of why we're here, what's going on, and the fact that your soul is sending you signals, we want to tune our radio in our airplane of life and follow those signals. So when we come back, I'm going to talk to you about how we can follow those signals and build a flight plan for life. This is Laura Meeks, Transformational Talk Radio. Hang on with us. We got a great flight plan coming for you next.
Do you want
want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Hey, this is Laura Meeks. Welcome back to Transformation Talk Radio. Listen to the Laura Meeks Show, and that's who I am, Laura Meeks. Our topic today is simple yet complicated. That's the topic. Life is simple yet complicated. It's kind of a paradox. I think it's a fun, interesting thing to talk about because when I think back to when I was 18, life was so simple. I had it all figured out. I was telling Kat, I had planned my whole life. I think by 20, I knew exactly what I was going to do all the way through retirement. Seemed like a really good deal. Of all of that plan that I planned out at 20, zero has come true. At least that path didn't come true. Now I've had a very interesting life, but nothing that was in my master plan happened. So that's the simple yet complicated part. This little segment is about flight planning. So when we're talking about life is simple and complicated, part of what I wanted to talk about was crafting up a flight plan so that you have some ideas. So I didn't really cover a lot in detail in the last segment, so I just want to let you know this is that when you come down here, you are a spiritual being and your soul knows exactly what your gift is and what you're supposed to be doing. And your soul is sending you signals in this wide, wide world that's right out here and behind us. That those signals are all around us and they're coming in all the time. The trick is that you got to hear them. You have to tune the radios so that you can hear that. So when we're flying around in our airplane and they say call center on 124.35, you've actually got to turn your radio to 125.35 to hear them tell you what to do. If you get it off by just one digit, you can't communicate. And so part of what we're talking about is the simple part is, you know where you're going to go. That's simple. You just have to tune in. The complicated part is the tuning in part. And that's why I'm here on Life, is to help you understand how to tune in your radio. That's part of Fly High Living, and what I can work with you on is tuning in your radio. But the simple part is that those signals are coming in. Now, once you get those signals and you get an idea of where it is that you want to go, now the piece that I want to talk about is that we're going to talk about how to build a flight plan to get there. So in the land of flying airplanes, one of the things I know is that there are a couple of cases where I've jumped in an airplane and not known where I was going to go, what I was going to do. But in general, when you get in an airplane, you really have an idea of where you're going to go, even gliding, which just occurs like in a fixed area, at least for me right now it does. I at least know where I'm going to go to start and where I'm going to end, and my whole day is planned around ending on the airport is what we're trying to do. Same thing in life is that once you get the signals and you realize what your gift is, or at least you get a hint of what your gift is, you want to start planning to move towards that. And that is what flight planning is all about. Now, we'll tell you this, just as a shameless plug, I have a 4-week course called Flight Plan for Life. And what it specifically does is teaches you your very first flight plan. We will build your very first flight plan. And you can find that on my website, flyhighliving.com. But I'm not going to spend too much time on that, because when we're talking about being in your airplane of life and driving around, one of the things that I have behind me is a balloon. And there's a vast difference between airplanes and balloons. Airplanes, you can steer to where you want to go. Balloons, some of you are in a balloon in your life. And by that, what I mean is that you're taking off in a balloon. A balloon just rises up and then it goes wherever the wind blows. And some of you are waking up in the morning going, hey, I wonder what's going to happen today. Some of you are on the job going, hey, I don't know, am I going to do this until I do something else? It's almost as if you are in the balloon and you're watching, you're a spectator in your life. And part of what I want you to know is that you're not a spectator in life. You actually can steer this airplane. And it's important that you know that. And so once you understand that you can steer this airplane, one of my notes is that maybe another analogy is this, is that you somehow think that God or somebody else has pre-programmed your autopilot. And so you're sitting in the cockpit, like typically airline pilots do, and we watch all the stuff happen because we pre-programmed in where we're going to go. And now it's just the autopilot's doing its thing and you're just flying along, watching the autopilot go. That's not what's happening to you and me in life. Is you actually are in this airplane, and I'm encouraging you to grab on and steer the airplane, because you have the ability to steer this airplane. You are a powerful being, and you are not a spectator. You are the creator of what is going on in your life. And to do that, then you want to craft up a plan to go where you want to go. Now, I thought, well, so how simple is that? It's like, it's stupidly simple. All you have to do is type up a description of your dreams and then follow it. I mean, come on. Well, this is the simple but complicated piece. Because yes, in some regard, that's as simple as it gets. Is you just have to figure out what you really, really desire in life. And I found that there's basically 4 general areas that we like to talk about. So you've got your health, relationships, your creativity, and what you want to do with your free time and all your abundant money. Those kind of 4 areas are areas that we are all concerned with. And so all you have to do is think, oh, what health do I want? Oh, I want to be really healthy. Well, this is where it gets a little complicated. What does really healthy mean to you, and what does really healthy mean to me? Because you may have health issues that I don't have. I work a lot with Parkinson's people, and for them, healthy may mean I want to have a day where I have some control over my body and I feel like I could go out and do some things. That may not be where you're at. So all of these things, the simple part is to come up with what you want. And another really little complicated thing is that if I ask you, what would you love to have? One of the things I've been doing this for years, one of the things that I find interesting is all of you can tell me what you don't want. If I gave you a piece of paper, you could tell me the 30 things in life that you don't want right now. But if I said, don't tell me what you don't want, tell me the clearly, give me detailed vision of what you want in the future. That's a little harder. Now, the beauty of having life coaches is that we're trained to help you switch those things you don't want into the things you do want. And then you're going to have a way to steer the plane. So one of the things that I thought is well, you know, what when you come down here to Earth, what is the goal? The goal is to be joyful and happy. So how hard is that? It's easy. Just write down all the things that you want to be happy. But, oh man, you know, what is happy? Define happy. What's happy for you? Is that happy for me? I don't know. You know, is happy something that you can just do over and over and over again? Or is that something that you can replicate? We talked about that. So part of this building the plan is having to figure out where you want to go. And then here's some other interesting things. Once you have this plan, like for me, I wanted to fly airplanes for a living. That was my major goal from 15 to 30. Well, it turns out that goal is simple. I mean, that's easy to understand, but getting from A to B was a little bit more complex. And some of the questions you have to ask yourself are you willing to do the work? Are you willing to pay the price? Are you willing to go to the town where you have to do it? Are you willing to spend a year at pilot training where you don't get to do anything else with your family but pilot training? Or have you been beat down in life? Are you just muddling through? Do you just want to get to work and get to the weekend? That is kind of the challenge. So here is kind of what I want to aim you at. It's simple. You just have to write down what you want, but it is a little complicated. And we're going to talk a little bit. I just want to spend 30 seconds here on the idea of motivation versus inspiration. Because I talk about this a lot in my flight plan for life, is motivation. Motivation is, to me, is when you go to the gym and the guy says, give me 4 more, 3 more, 2 more. That's motivation. It's very short-lived. It's kind of like a cup of coffee. It's something that you can do, and it's generally external. Part of what you want in this flight plan is you want to be inspired. Inspired. Think about the word in spirit, inspired. It comes from inside. And it's that spirit that we need to connect to. We need to get inside you and figure out what you really, really want. And one of the things that I will tell you is that typically does not come from your parents or your friends or your neighbors, your brothers and sisters. They can give you some ideas, but what's really going to inspire you is in here. So the second piece of the thing that we need is a flight plan. We need to write down what we want so that the universe can give it to us in abundance. This is Laura Meeks. When we come back, we are going to talk about the last piece of this, and that is controlling your thoughts. How do we do that? That's going to be interesting. So stick with us. This is Laura Meeks, Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Tune Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet, welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Are you feeling stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a healthy relationship filled with inspiration? You might just be on the verge of attracting your soulmate. Tune in each month to The Laura Richer Show, where dating coach Laura Richer and co-host matchmaker Peggy Bennett share tools for using your dating breakdown for a relationship breakthrough. For more information, visit richerhealinghypnosis.com.
I have struggled with anxiety my entire adult life. My mind was constantly filled with feelings of dread and negative thoughts about myself. But then I completed Dr. Friedemann's Breakthrough Program and can't believe how much my life has changed in just a few months. Dr. Friedemann's methods are different from anything I've ever tried, and they make so much sense, and more importantly, they work. I can never thank Dr. Friedemann enough for his guidance and wisdom. Visit theempowermentsolution.com and find out how his Breakthrough Program can help you transform your life.
Your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo. Live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
My rock and roll hat on today. Hey, this is Laura Meeks. Welcome back. This is Laura Meeks Show. You're listening to me, Laura Meeks, on Transformation Talk Radio. It's a place for you to come and learn how to make a transformation in your life. And I have made some very dramatic transformations in my life. I'm a transformational specialist. And part of what I do is I take us, people down here on the land of circumstance, and we fly up to the life of possibilities. If you get a chance, I have a website, flyhighliving.com. So if you want to connect with me in any way, shape, or form, you can call me at my office, 888-666-1570. Or all of that is on my website. And one of the hot new items is that this show is rebroadcast on my site. So if you need, if you need to or want to see this again or send this to somebody, that needs to hear my message, then you can link off of that. So one last thing too. This is a special promo. One of the things as a transgender woman is that I have a special relationship to transgender in the workplace. And I've created a new workshop called Transgender in the Workplace to help HR departments and large companies deal with transgender in the workplace. It deals with everything from bathrooms to law and all that kind of stuff. So if you are in a large company, you want to have me come and talk to you about being transgender in the workplace or how to deal with that, connect to me on the website. So the last thing that we're going to talk about today Because remember, we're talking about life is the paradox of life. Life is simple yet complicated. And so part of what I want to talk about is the last piece. So we have why we're here. We're going to get a vision from our soul on which direction to go. We're going to build a flight plan so that we can go there. And then the next challenge is to go with that flight plan. We've got to implement that flight plan. Now, to do that, we're going to have to use this thing, not the hat, but the brain. We're going to have to use our brain power to implement our flight plan. And what that means is this, is that you are going to use the power of your mind by creating and thinking the right thoughts so that you can implement your plan. And this is where I want to go. Some of you have heard this over and over again. I'm just going to say there's a lot of ways to say that if you say it, you play it. If you think about it, you bring it about. Or what you think about, you bring about. As a man thinketh, so is he. All of these giving you a key piece of information, and that is that it is your thoughts that are creating this world out in front of you. I got a funny story, Air Force story, about this. I was younger, very young in my world. I was a young captain in the Air Force, and I had a boss, and he did something one day, I'll describe it. And from that, I crafted up business cards, and on the business card said, "It's the truth is what you believe." And kind of to put emphasis, the truth is what you believe. Now, the reason I crafted that up is because at the time in the Air Force, I was working in a secret compartmentalized war planning area. And we had a lot of really top-level secrets, and we had to guard those secrets. And computers were just being created. And because computers are being created, we learned that the enemy could use electronic gizmos and figure out what our printer was printing. And so it turns out I got assigned the job to make sure that everybody that was printing secrets was printing secrets on the special secret printer, because it had a box and a cover and things to keep the enemy from getting all the information. But it turns out at the time that when we were in the first stages of computer, there were so many word processing programs, so many printers, and so many complexities to it, that one of the things that I found happening as I was given this job to guard all these secrets was that people were crafting up their documents in Word or Multimate or WordPerfect or a bazillion other things, and then they'd have to print to this printer. But the secret printer was hard to deal with. It had all these switches. And if I printed on Microsoft Word, I'd switch all the switches. And then you need a Multimate, you had to switch all the switches. So eventually people just printed to the easy printer, the non-secure printer. So I think, here's my thinking, hey, I got the job to make sure that people don't do that. I saw that people were doing that. So I went to my boss thinking he's going to want to hear this. So I walked into my boss and I said, hey, here's a problem. People are printing secure stuff on a non-secure printer. He goes, no, they're not. And I'm like, what do you mean? No, they're not. I'm here to tell you that, yes, they are. It's like, no, they're not. That's his truth. His truth was, no, they're not, because I don't think he wanted to deal with it. So being young, I thought, well, wait a second, maybe you don't understand what I'm saying. Let me prove it to you. I turned around and I yelled at Lou, hey, Lou, are you printing secrets? He goes, yes. I said, what printer are you printing it to? He goes, to that one over there, which is the unsecure printer. So I turned back to my boss and I say, hey, see, Lou's printing to the thing. I proved it. And you know what his answer was? Get out of my office. What are you talking about? He had a truth. The truth was what he believed. And your truth is going to be what you believe. Whatever you believe is true, whatever thoughts you are thinking that you think are true, those are your beliefs. And those beliefs are the things that are going to drive you as you go along. Now, one of the things that I think is interesting, and I want to throw this in, there's a guy named Alan Watts. And this is particular to those college, I'm talking to you, college age young person. Alan Watts was a personal development guy. in the 1950s. And one of the things he found working with college-age kids is they were making choices about what they were going to do in life. And he found that they were choosing things that he didn't think were smart. So I'm going to just read this to you. This is what he said. When we finally got down to something which the college student said he really wanted to do, I would say to him, you do that and forget about the money, because if you say that getting the money is the most important thing, you're going to spend your life completely wasting your time. You're going to be doing things that you don't like doing in order to go on living longer so that you can continue doing things you don't like doing, which is stupid. He said this, it's better to have a short life full of what you like doing than to spend a long life in a miserable way. And after all, if you really do like what you're doing, it doesn't matter, because you can eventually turn that into income, because you will become a master of it. So to all my college people, it's interesting, because I was given that same advice. And that is this: do what you love because you're going to be inspired to do it well. And I don't be a business major to chase the money. Do what you love. So all of that just to say that it looks like we've run out of time. Here's the things that I talked about. Life is simple but complicated. To deal with life, you need to know why you're here. That was great. We made a plan, a flight plan for life, and you can get that on my website. And you need to learn to control your thoughts so that you can go in the direction of your plan. That is about as much as we can squeeze into this beautiful hour that we had together. This is Laura Meeks on Transformation Talk Radio, and I look forward to seeing you in 2 weeks here on this channel, 12 noon Pacific time on Wednesday. This is Laura Meeks. Dream on, fly high, live adventurously. That's how it's done. Have a great day.
You've been listening to The Laura Meeks Show. Dream on, fly high, live adventurously on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. And we hope you'll join us next month as Laura helps you find your unique gifts so you can bring them to the world. For more information on Laura Meeks or to listen to past shows, visit her website at flyhighliving.com. Check out her hit Dream On 12-week course, where you get the personal attention you need to fly high in your new life.